We've got today's edition of our Legal Eagle slot, and Peter Allam is on leave. He's over in Australia at the moment, if I'm not mistaken, but standing in for him is Chuenga, or Chewy to his friends. And Chewy, very good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, and I hope you've had a good long weekend so far.
Good morning, Gwen, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, I have had a long weekend, but our team has never rest, so we have an urgent application for tomorrow. So technically, it was not a long weekend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So no rest for the wicked, as they say. But continuing with our chat, and part of the holiday checklist that Allam's attorneys put out every year. And today, I suppose some people might be at their destination, but they've still got to get home. Others might be preparing to travel. But traveling on the roads, you've got some advice for us around that.
Yes, no, definitely. Today we'll be talking about traveling on the road. As we know, people tend to travel during this period. From the 13th, some people have been off at work and they've been traveling home. There's things that people need to consider. The first one is quite the obvious one: no drinking and driving. The law is very strict in this regard, and cops are everywhere. You tend to find people saying that I can use the dark roads, alternative routes. I think people shouldn't consider that. There are services like Bolt, Uber, that people can use in order to travel. So people must avoid drinking and driving on the road, because you will get arrested. And considering the fact that you have to pay bail of a minimum of 2,000 rand, you wouldn't want to use that money towards paying bail or paying an attorney, because you should save it for buying presents for your family for Christmas.
Indeed. And plus, just the implications from a road safety point of view, it's just irresponsible. I can't think of any other word offhand, but irresponsible comes to mind.
Yes, no, definitely. Definitely. I mean, if you're involved in an accident and someone happens to die while you're intoxicated, the charge will be murder. So people should avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then our second point is speed.
Mm-hmm.
We know that everyone gets excited going home, but people should adhere to the road rules. If you're caught exceeding by 30 kilometers, you could get arrested as well. Mm. And even then, you'd have to pay for an attorney. It wouldn't be a good thing for someone to get arrested, because technically, when you're arrested, you have to wait a minimum of 4 hours before you can get bail.
Mm.
So let's say you're traveling from East London to Cape Town. If you get arrested in Port Elizabeth, yes, you will get in Qabeqa, you will get bail. However, in the next quarter period, you will have to come back. So even when you go back to work in January, you'll have to keep on going to where you were arrested. So it's waste time. So people should tend to avoid that.
And once again, it falls into the category of irresponsibility and just reckless, dangerous driving. And, you know, looking at reports over the weekend, you know, hearing reports of accidents taking place and just generally reports of people's experiences on the roads. And it seems that speed is an issue. You know, people are just in such a hurry and not worried about where they're overtaking or how they're overtaking.
Yes, no, people should consider that there is a stat that 50% of licenses were obtained illegally in South Africa, but there are proper measures being put in place to try and avoid that. So you should be careful on the road.
Right.
And our third point is distance between cars. So if you obviously traveling and there's a car in front of you, you should obtain a reasonable distance. There's a stat that came out that, for example, N2 from East London to Mthatha, which is about 222 kilometers, that's the most dangerous road in South Africa. So because there's taxi drivers, so people should be careful there. Anything can come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth point is roadworthiness. if you're going away, you must make sure that your vehicle is road ready. But people tend to avoid this because of the cost implications that are there. But things like going for service, checking that the tires are okay, or if the brakes are okay. So people should obviously go for these tests before they go. I know that Haiku in Amalinda, there's one in Beaconbay as well. Mm-hmm. So they can help in that regard if you around East London.
Mm-hmm.
And then our fifth point is that people should take into consideration of the young and experienced drivers. Some people get bonuses in December and then they decide maybe it's time for me to buy a new car. And then they decide they want to go show their family. And there was a person who bought a car in FBW not so long ago. Literally, as soon as they got into the car, they crashed it within 10 seconds of driving it. So if you're still an inexperienced driver, you should consider maybe taking a bus or taking a flight. Mm. Yes, it is costly, but it could save your life and it could save your vehicle as well.
Right. And also, there you're talking about inexperienced drivers, you know, on the open road, especially when there's a lot of holiday traffic, you might end up going into a situation that you might not be kind of, experienced for, maybe bad weather, slippery conditions or something like that. And you don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere and have an accident just because of inexperience. So if you are an inexperienced driver, maybe, you know, have mom and dad with you and let them drive on the open roads and, you know, before you've gained that experience.
No, definitely. I agree with you there, Wayne. And then we're going to go to our sixth point, which is road rage. Firstly, I'll say I don't understand why anyone would be angry during this period, but try avoid getting into road rage. Yes, drivers will make mistakes from time to time, but nothing beats an apology. So having road rage is not a good thing. It could end up with a criminal record for common assault, or some people actually carry weapons in their car, which would be assault GBH, which is quite serious, and you need a formal bail application for that. So that's something that someone can avoid as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, South Africans, I think the fuses are a little bit short sometimes, and you get into a queue of cars and somebody does something silly, or you're waiting patiently at the stop-go and then somebody from 10 cars behind you decides he's not waiting in the queue and comes barreling past you, and you kind of think you want to get out and hit this guy with an opkiri. But, that's just not the way to handle it.
No, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree. So then our seventh point, which is something that happening every day, where people have an issue of using cell phones on the road.
Mm.
Cell phones are good. They do help us in many ways, but it is a problem. There's people who decide to call. There's people who take videos of themselves while they're driving. That is not allowed by law. You can get a fine if you stop by a traffic officer. The split second that you can take by making a better decision, if you're on your phone, you're distracted and you might crash into a vehicle that's in front of you, or even head on, which you know is quite dangerous and can get you killed. Try to avoid phones. Cars now have a Bluetooth system, which a person can use. That's better than being on your phone. Mm. So you can, if you need to call someone, you can literally call and then it will talk on your speakers in your car. So people should avoid doing that, being on their phone.
Right. The scary statistics are that if you glance down at your phone, let's say you're doing 80 or 100 kilometers an hour, and you glance down at your phone, the distance that you cover while your eyes are off the road is actually quite considerable. I can't remember the exact stats, but it's a good couple of meters that you are effectively not watching where you're going. As you glance down, maybe to look for your phone or to look at a number or, you know, push the button or something like that.
Yes, no, definitely. People should try to avoid doing that. It could help reduce the number of accidents in the road.
The eighth topic
is where you should know a police station or a garage nearby. In terms of, there's been instances where in South Africa where you've been stopped by unmarked police vehicles, and sometimes it could be criminals. So if someone stops you on the road, you've got the right to drive to a police station or even a garage, but a police station is always safer. So you don't just stop for anyone who just says stop. Even if it's a roadblock, by law, traffic officers have to produce a document showing them that the roadblock is authorized. So technically, no one should just stop you and search you. If that happens, call an attorney, which we be available to assist. Regardless where you are in South Africa, we are able to call an attorney that you work with in that particular place in the country. So avoid stopping for anyone that you don't know who claims that they work for the traffic services. And then number nine, petrol. This one might be funny, but it actually happens. It actually happens. Just make sure you have enough petrol in our country. Because as soon as you stop, because you run out of fuel, a lot of things can happen. I mean, the crime statistics are very high. And if you're with your children in the car, you're with your wife, you wouldn't want their safety to be compromised. That would be a problem.
Well, you know, it all goes down to planning. You know, there are maps available. If you look at the routes between, let's say, East London up into the Gauteng area, approximately every 200 kilometers, there is a safe place to stop with facilities, petrol, restaurants, and all sorts of things. So, you know, a little bit of route planning and you know, planning of the journey and the trip, then you won't run out of fuel.
I agree with you, Wayne. Planning is very important. With what you said, that there's cases where a person can stop and rest. I've also been a victim of this, and where you decide, no, I'm gonna cover like a long distance. Like I once drove about 10 hours. 10 hours straight, which was very dangerous, and it's not something that people should do. So, I mean, if you're with your kids, you can always stop at a garage, have lunch, make sure people walk around. You don't have to drive 10 hours in one day, at one moment. You can take breaks. And it's also, if there's more than one driver in the car, then you can alternate. You don't have to do the road by yourself. Could cause a problem.
That's it. You know, if there are two drivers, then take shifts. You know, if you are, let's say for argument's sake, you're in a hurry and you need to get to a destination quickly, have two drivers and then one can rest while the other one drives. So at no time are you driving more than, let's say, 2 hours on a trot.
Yeah, no, that's very important. Very important. Fatigue is also a leading cause for accidents that happen in South Africa. You can speak, man.
Okay, no, just a question on the fatigue. I was traveling in the Transkei last week, and I passed a number of taxis towing trailers with Western Cape registration numbers, traveling from the Butterworth or Mthatha area back towards the Western Cape. They were traveling in that direction on the road between Mthatha and Queenstown. And I was just wondering, you know, these taxis were empty and there was one person, which was obviously the driver. I didn't see any passengers in any of these taxis. And I was just wondering if they had traveled from the Western Cape to possibly Mthatha or Butterworth, and they offloaded their passengers and they turned around and headed straight back. And I was just wondering how much rest these guys actually had in the previous 12, 24-hour period.
On that regard, taxi drivers are, they do take advantage of our roads, which is not a good thing. And I've ran into a couple of them who brag that they can come to from Cape Town to Eastern Cape and then go back without sleeping. I mean, that is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. And then the leading cause of the accidents in South Africa, they always blame it on their bosses, but people should be wary of taxi drivers on the road. There's been instances where we have seen on social media people taking videos of cars when you can see that the driver is either intoxicated or they're tired and the car keeps on driving on the oncoming lane.
Right.
Don't take a video on social media. Just try to get next to him and then tell him to stop. The people who have turned to use their phones to show social media, an accident could be avoided if you hoot for him to slow down, for him to stop, instead of putting it on social media.
Right.
Yes, no, that will be all for...
Is that the checklist? That's your traveling checklist. I think that, you know, when you on the roads, road safety obviously is of paramount importance. And possibly just one last comment or question is to try and plan your trip to make the trip part of the holiday. In other words, you know, people rush from point A to point B, and point B being the destination, and they should make the trip part of the holiday experience, which will maybe also then alleviate that desire to travel at high speed because, oh, we've got to get to the coast. You know, that's when the holiday starts. Holiday starts when you actually leave home and make that part of the whole holiday experience.
No, definitely. And, I mean, if you have children, they actually do enjoy traveling by vehicle or flying. It is an experience to see what they can see on the road. Sometimes they even see animals when they get excited. So
that's it.
The parents should also try to enjoy the trip with the kids as well.
And make the trip part of that holiday, and that'll also impact positively on road safety. But Chewy, you mentioned before I let you go that Alam's attorneys are available. And how does one reach you if let's say, unfortunately, and it would be a very unfortunate situation if you do get into a bit of a legal jam at this time of the year, but it does happen. How can Alam's attorneys be contacted?
Well, you can contact us on 043-721-1018. However, we're going on holiday. Our office is closed on the 19th, which is Thursday. However, we will still be available on WhatsApp, where if someone... Obviously, like we said, I mean, in an unfortunate situation, we are available 24 hours, literally. You can send us a message on WhatsApp, 066-311-2369. We'll be able to assist at any hour of the day.
Right. And you also have Facebook presence, social media presence.
Yes, we do. People can just search Alam's on Facebook, and then they'll be able to find us there.
Okay, so we
do respond as well if there's anything someone has to, if they've got a query, we do respond on Facebook as well.
Okay, great stuff. Well, Chewy, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting to you next Monday, just before Christmas.
Thank you. Not a problem. Enjoy your day too.
And thanks, and good luck with your case that you're handling tomorrow.
Thank you.
Cheers then. That's Chewy from Alam's Attorneys with today's Legal Eagle Chats. And this post, this chat will be on our website later on today. And if you want to read through that holiday checklist, get onto Coastal Voice, the December issue of the Coastal Voice, and you can pick that up on Facebook as well. Just search Facebook, Coastal Voice, East London, and the edition will be there.